He grew up in Queens. He had a perverse love for sport. It brought him into the atmosphere that was Queens in the mid-60s. And it was the sports. It was the sports that held him. That made him thrive. It was the sports. As soon as he knew anything, he knew sports. Baseball, basketball, hockey. He knew the sports. And as he grew, he looked over into the meadows near his house and saw a giant project getting begun. They were putting together a great new project. So he wandered over one day when the foreman came out and said, "Son, we're building a baseball stadium. Son, we're gonna bring National League Baseball back to New York. This is the edifice. This is the stadium." And the small boy was heartened. He was warmed. He was enthused. He knew that he had to be a part of it. And yes, his baseball skills were few. He could not hit. He could not throw. He could not catch with a fancy leather glove. But he knew that he would be a part of National League Baseball in New York when he was able to. So one day, he walked over to the contractor that he had gotten to know. And he said, "I gotta be a part of this. I can't field and I can't bat, but I gotta be a part of this National League Baseball in New York again. Somehow, some way, let me in." And the contractor turned away, and he thought to himself. He pondered. He looked at the gravel in the parking lot, and he turned to him and he said, "You can be a part of this. You can be a part of this. You can be the Met. The perfect Met."
"Yes, the perfect Met.
The ideal Met. The paragon of the Met." "When do I start?" was his only reply. "When do I start?" The contractor turned, chuckled to himself. "Mr. Met, you can start tonight." So he walked down the tunnel under the stadium, and he looked around. And on the right side, about two doors down, it said, "Mr. Met." He opened the door and came into a grand dressing room with a mirror with lights, a nice couch, soft lights, and a bottle of vermouth on the end table. He walked confidently over to the bottle of vermouth, grabbed it by the neck, and slugged down half of it. And he began to change. He began to change. His head began to pale. The hair fell out. It grew. His head grew to the size of two basketballs. And his eyes became cartoon-like on the front. And he got stitches up and down both sides. And he couldn't stop smiling. He ran into the dressing room. He couldn't stop. He put on the Mets uniform with Mr. Met across the shoulders on the back. He grabbed a bat. He grabbed a glove. Lo, should he field or bat today? "Hey, Mr. Met, you're gonna bat today." So Mr. Met threw his glove away. He walked out on the field and walked into the batting cage. "Batter up! All right, Mr. Met. Here comes a couple of fastballs followed by a curve." The pitcher threw. Mr. Met swung and missed. The pitcher threw. And Mr. Met swung and missed again! And the pitcher gave him a little tip. "Remember now, I'm throwing the curveball. Got it?" So the pitcher wound and threw his curveball. Mr. Met swung and missed again. "You're out of there, Mr. Met." But yes, you and I know that Mr. Met had brought a glove. He ran out to the shortstop position with his glove. Use some crackerjack language like, "Come on, hit me a couple of grounders. Come on, hit some grounders." The pitcher threw. And Jeffrey hit a line drive ground ball right.
Mr. Net covered his head and rolled over. The ball went into the outfield. The coach got up on the top step in the dugout and said, "Hey, Mr. Met, haven't you ever fielded a ground ball before? What's the matter with you, Met?" So Mr. Met said, "I'll get him. Hit me another grounder, I'm ready." So Jeffrey swung and cracked the double hop grounder right at him. Mr. Met threw his hands around his head and rolled over, and the ball skipped down to left field. And the coach got back up on the top step in the dugout and said, "Hey, Mr. Met, you can't bat, and you can't field. Hey, Mr. Met, can you pitch?" So Mr. Met walked up to the mound. He tapped the rosin bag. He towed the rubber. Mr. Met wound up, got into his full lineup, came over the top, and he threw a ball into the stands behind home plate. "Slipped," he said. "Just slipped. Let me throw another." So Mr. Met wound up, got into his full lineup, came over the top and threw a ball into the stands behind home plate. "You're out of there, Mr. Met! Back to the shower with ya!"
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shea Stadium. We have some special pre-game activities for you tonight. We direct your attention down in front of the Mets dugout on the field, where a special pre-game ceremony is taking place. Tonight, Mr. Met himself is being honored by celebrities of the stage and screen. These stars will now join hands and form a spiritual ring around Mr. Met. Ladies and gentlemen, the celebrities on hand have a special role for the next stage of our celebration tonight. They will escort Mr. Met out onto the field towards the right field line, where our head groundskeeper, Charlie Trapozo, will do the honors. Charlie, it's all yours. Baseball! Play ball!